That's a simple meditation. Just going over the bridge. Notice how you feel. Notice what's going on. You did make some changes in the body, in your consciousness, in your awareness. Some of you had a little trouble at times going over the bridge and drifting off, and that's natural. Don't worry about it. The colors you see are the fields you come back in. If you see, the only field that isn't on this chart here is a black field. It looks like it's black. It's actually deep indigo, like this lady's blouse here, and has little speckles in it, either white or gold or blue speckles. That's the cosmic consciousness. And it actually comes in between the white and the gold field here. And we're moving through that black tube. We're creating the tube through that field to get into the white light. So we went right through the rainbow, made the golden ball, lifted into through the tube, into the white light, brought the crystal in the center of the white light, let the pure river flow from God consciousness, from the cosmic forces, from all creative outer or exoteric energies, and then the esoteric energies or inner God consciousness flowing to you, those two coming together, coming back to the body. So you blend the two forces in doing this. This will definitely have an effect upon your nervous system. Now remember, anytime you want something positive, whatever is holding you up will come up to your mind. If you have some negatives come between now and the next class, immediately transfer your attention onto your goals, onto your desires, onto the best thing you can bring to your consciousness at that moment. Just start concentrating on that. What that does, it transfers the attention that would have taken you into negative realms to propel you into positive energy. And so you can use that for reverse polarity. So anything negative that comes up, just transfer your attention to the positive. Have a goal, have something in your mind you want to accomplish in your life, and put your mind on that. You'll find that this force that once was taking you now will propel you to the best that's in you. Okay. Tomorrow night we'll be, as I said, talking about emotional control. At the next classes, we'll be discussing, after you come out of meditation, things that you did in the meditation. Tonight I would like you not to discuss what you thought with the meditation. The reason for this, because it works on you that way. If you let it come out of here, then it comes out into time, space, and circumstance and crystallizes. So you want to keep it living crystal. So what you experience in your meditation is a personal experience, individual experience. Tomorrow we'll start crystallizing some of that. But tonight we'd like you to keep that to yourself. Don't share it with anybody, because that'll just run it out and you'll lose some of the power of it. We'll be talking about how the dualities of energies and how to transfer energies, how to work with the aura, how to see auras, how mental telepathy works, how these different powers work in these next 2 weeks. I want to thank you all for coming and say may God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. I love you all, and I enjoyed tonight. If you have any last questions before we close, you can ask me now. I might give you this information about the colors again. If you came into a clear field, like crystal, like heat moving, or a pure field, you came into God consciousness or spirit consciousness. If you came into pure white light, you came into Christ consciousness. This is the Christos, the white light that all great religions talk about, all great healers use. If you came into the black with little specks in it, it's called cosmic consciousness, a universal field, and you're actually seeing the universe. You're out there looking at the stars and the planets and stuff. So you're actually seeing those. But you're not seeing those with the physical senses, you're seeing that with the eye of perception. It's different. And so, if you thought you imagined it, you did. You saw it in the image, in the imagination, which is not bad. Then, if you saw the gold, you came into master consciousness, that field of master consciousness. If you saw the violet, you came into your cosmic consciousness in your universal form, where you have the freedom of your spirit, you know, and that's a sign that your spiritual powers, those kind of things will come on, that you'll have freedom of spirit, you'll be able to do a lot of universal things. The indigo is unity, that's your super conscious state, that's where your conscious and subconscious mind have blended, there's where you're the director of your life. That's where you have detachment. The power of detachment is in that field. It's a power of seer, someone that sees. The Bloomfield is the creative level, higher abstract mind. It deals with the higher mind. It deals with ideals. It deals with truth, reality. It's the first ray of power. It's power and protection. It's a powerful area to come into. It has a rhythm and vibration in it. A lot of talent, music, crafts, art, things like that. In the green field here, this is the psychic field. It's a field of healing. It's a field of poise and balance. It's at the heart center. You come into the green. You might have come into a pink on this level. That means you're in a higher archeal wave, a solar wave of energy. You've got pink. You've raised up to another octave. You're in solar power. You're not bound by the earth anymore. It shows that you have both the pure love of God, the innocent love. Mature human love is rose color in the aura. Immature is pink. But if you have this pink on the hierarchy wave, it shows the innocence of love of God. So it's a hierarchy one. If you came in that pink or green. Yellow is the intellectual mind, thinking mind, reason, logic, those kind of things, correlation, calculation, those things. In the orange field here, it deals with emotions, social energies. It deals with subconscious mind. The red deals with the physical senses. The instinctive mind level. So any of those colors or any combination, you might come in to one and bounce back up and, you know, went up and down a little bit, or you might have come all the way down, stop and stop with you along the way. You might have just got to one. Whatever first one you got, that's your basic ray and power at this moment. And that can change. But that means that's where you have the most of your power at this particular point. That's your where you come back in consciousness. On the nervous system, you come back in consciousness at that point where you see the light. So that's a clue to that. Yes?
What is the rubbing hands
together? Rubbing hands together brings you back to body consciousness, brings a little static electricity too in there. When you put your hands over your eyes, then there's a moment, not when your eyes are, not when you're putting your hands over, but just about there when you see the color. Like between opening and closing your eyes, you see a lot. When you can see that point between opening and closing the eye, there's a flash in there that you can get a lot of information when you can stay on that point. Cracking the dawn, that's a very powerful but yeah. So rubbing your hands together just brings you back to your body and pulls the energy back to the body, and putting it over your eyes gives healing. Your eyes to help seal the eyes after you've been doing working them out. The etheric aura touches the eyes, and biotic force comes out of the hands. Soul power, God power, called biotic force, and you can channel that to other people. You can lay on hands with some substance or. If anybody hasn't had the inner eye activation before they leave, I'd like to do that for them. The rest of you, God bless you. If you want to tape or something, I'll be out there in just a moment since I finish activating whoever would like to activate. So God bless you all. Yes?
When you see one of these colors, I'll just pick one so you buy it. Does this mean you have already mastered or controlled all the colors below that line?
No, it doesn't. It means that's where you're coming in. Do you have any contacts on it?
No.
Okay, just close your eyes.
There's one contact, but it's got implanted.
Oh, you have contacts on it?
It's one. It's
okay, I'll do it very gently then. Okay. You notice any whirling fields inside?
Yes.
Is any little specks, blue specks?
Oh, very much all gold.
All gold now. Okay.
All blue.
Now patterns. Okay. Look out here. See this haze in the room? Kind of a foliage haze. It's just a slight haze. So that's called Akashic Light. After you practice for a while, you'll get that vivid inside the way you saw those colors.
Oh, those colors are vivid.
Yes. Everybody sees this. Anybody else? Do you have any contacts on?
No.
see the one. Anybody else? I wouldn't do it on myself unless I was shown how to do the whole thing, because you could dislocate a retina, so you have to be very careful in doing it. And it does change your heartbeat too, because you're pressing a nerve in the back of the eyes. It changes the heart too, so you should do this to yourself. I'll show you later in the course how to do this and activate all of this. Black and white moving fields. Little specks in the center. White or gold in the center. Geometric forms and patterns. You open your eyes, a little haze in the room. And flashing light. If you watch over somebody's head, that haze, when they think, thought forms go up. And your meditation will get that vivid after a while. It'll get very vivid like that. But at first it's like remembering. Whirling fields. Little spikes. White light in the center. Red gold. Geometric forms and patterns. Things in here. It's a kashi light. It's fuzzy. And then clears up as you focus back. Boy, I forgot to mention the retreat. I'm allowed to do that one. No, it's in December, but we have to have everything in by the 1st of November because the airlines, that's the busiest time of the year. Geometric forms and patterns, consider. Whirling and vibrant things. Here now, so